This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. California Governor Gavin Newsom says most of the state will likely be under a new stay-at-home order within a day or two. At a news conference, Newsom says that as hospitalizations surge, he will impose the stay-at-home order that is projected to impact all regions by the end of December.
Regions where the ICU capacity is falling below 15%, we are now mandating that we are implementing a stay-at-home order for 3 weeks.
Newsom said four of the state's five regions are likely to meet that threshold within a day or two. He said the only one likely to not meet the threshold is the San Francisco Bay Area. The new rules would require hair salons and barbershops to close, limit retail stores to 20% capacity, and only allow restaurants to offer takeout and delivery. The Trump administration says some Americans could be just days away from getting a coronavirus vaccine, but there are fears some people might not want it. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Help is on the way.
Vice President Pence says vaccinations may start within 48 hours of federal regulators approving the drugs, what he calls historically fast progress.
Only in America.
But Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Chief Robert Redfield worries about a culture in America.
This growing concern of what I call vaccine hesitancy.
Some people just don't trust them.
It's really sad as an infectious disease physician to see many people choose to leave vaccination on the shelf.
Former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama say they'd be willing to publicly take a coronavirus vaccine to boost confidence. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General said Thursday the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres was speaking to a high-level special session of the General Assembly intended to take stock of the current global response to the illness caused by the coronavirus.
In a global crisis, we must meet the expectations of those we serve with unity, solidarity, and coordinated multilateral global action.
Nearly 80 heads of state and government are addressing the two-day summit by video, which will also include presentations from scientists, experts, and the head of several UN agencies, including the Director General of the World Health Organization. China's space agency says its Chang'e 5 spacecraft has lifted off from the moon. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The third Chinese spacecraft to land on the moon and the first to take off from it again. It's the latest in a series of increasingly ambitious missions for Beijing's space program. Researchers said the moon sampling process went smoothly and beyond their expectations. The craft landed on the moon's Sea of Storms on Tuesday, stowing samples in a container after working for about 19 hours on the moon's surface. The Chinese agency says the lander unfurled what they're calling the first freestanding Chinese flag on the moon. The ascent vehicle rendezvous with the return craft that's in lunar orbit. Touchdown is planned for the grasslands of Inner Mongolia in about a week. I'm Jennifer King.
A Trump aide has been banned from the Justice Department. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
An official installed by the Trump administration as a liaison at the Justice Department has been banned from the building. Three people familiar with the matter tell the Associated Press Heidi Stirrup was told within the last 2 weeks to vacate the building after top Justice Department officials learned she was trying to collect insider information about ongoing cases and department work on election fraud. The people spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to publicly discuss the matter. Stirrup, a top ally of Trump advisor Stephen Miller, had been quietly installed at the Justice Department as a White House liaison a few months ago. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A split Wisconsin Supreme Court on Thursday refused to hear President Donald Trump's lawsuit, attempting to overturn his loss to Democrat Joe Biden in the battleground state. The 4-3 defeat was the latest in a string of losses for Trump's post-election lawsuits. Judges in multiple battleground states have rejected his claims of fraud or irregularities. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials closing up 0.29%. The Nasdaq gained by 0.23%, but the S&P fell by 0.06%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.